BuzzHub.info presents The JL Show, starring Luke,
Owen, Shane,
Kian,
Nickel, Jimmy, Johnny,
and Dean.
Who enjoyed Red Rock?
Someone, actually.
I can't imagine. If someone said they enjoyed Red Rock, they were either lying or they were paid by TV3 to say they enjoyed Red Rock. Yeah, something like that. Well,
eight.
No. Well, I mean, Fair City costs like $350 a year. $350,000.
It's on
four times a week, and Red Rock's only on twice a week. And Red Rock's only gonna be on from like January until June, whereas Fair City, 40 weeks.
Yeah, they get 12 weeks off.
All right. Well, Fair City's on 52 weeks, but
I don't think Fair City's on 50,000 with paying all those actors.
I mean, the actors get paid absolute shit. Like,
there's one guy who plays John Negan, and he's back on it now, but he was off for a while because he had a discreet. Because he was getting paid like lower than the minimum wage, and he was working as a taxi driver at night to keep his fucking family fed when he was an actor working every day on Fair City. He was being paid absolutely nothing. He was getting like €150 per episode or something. Like, it was completely ridiculous. And this is a show that they make so much revenue from because it gets 700,000 viewers on average. There's loads of ads. They have sponsorship from Chill Insurance. They make a shit ton of money, so it's ridiculous.
Where's the money going?
I have no idea.
I'm sure there's a couple actors who get paid a lot. Like,
but is Fair City separate to RTE or is it produced by RTE?
Oh, it's produced by RTE.
So RTE don't have to pay anybody.
Yeah, it's an RTE original production. Like, the set is all on their headquarters. Whereas TV3, whereas Red Rock is being produced by Bright
where,
Eye
where
Productions
are the
or something. Fair City. Well, it's Carrickstown Road is the name of the street.
What three of those?
Oh, it's just the back of the RTE lot. They just built a street in
No.
It's a made-up place, and they built it out the back of the RTE lot. So you have Carrickstown Road, and their houses at one end, houses at the other. And on the road, you got the Hungry Pig Diner, you got the Station Nightclub, you got McCoy's Bar, you got Freedom Shop, which is a spa, and you have now there's like a credit union and a salon and shit. Yeah, pretty cool place. And there's Vino's. It's a tapas place that no one likes. Tapas place where everyone has dinner every day.
I wonder how much the tapas order
is. I don't know. Anyway, hello everybody and welcome to episode 162 of the podcast, which is what we're now calling. I'm just referring to it as the podcast. I don't like naming it anymore because.
Well, if you're listening, you know who we are.
Yeah, and I am here with. I'm Owen, and I'm here with Luke and Michael and Shane.
Messed up,
but
yeah.
Luke has had all of his teeth torn out by a tiger.
Yeah.
So he sadly cannot talk today.
He's just over there.
We wish him well.
He's over there just.
Not an actual tiger, but he was.
Well, it was Phil Brindolo. Fine.
No, he was a non-qualified dentist drug dealer.
Phil Brindolo is worth and.
He's actually a non-qualified drug dealer.
Long time.
That is new.
Do you have any interesting thoughts on interesting stuff for the listeners, of which we have so many? Have a nice day.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Michael's just looking profoundly into the distance.
He's having deep thoughts. So, the biggest news of the week, no one cares about international politics, no one cares about terrorism.
Nope.
Biggest news of the week,
it's
50 Shades of Grey, officially rated R.
Is it?
No!
Rated R.
What's that, like 18?
Well, it's been rated R in the US, which is a very broad category. There are films rated R that get rated 12A here. There are films rated R that get banned here. It's an extremely broad category.
Our movie hasn't been banned here in a long time.
The last one that was banned here was,
for example, in
Boy
America,
Eats Girl in 2003.
That's like, a long time.
Well, actually, you know, Human Centipede 2 was banned as well. But I mean, you're allowed to show it. They refuse classification.
Natural film in America.
You basically, they can't show it in cinemas for like a fee, but you can show it, like, you can screen it. So they screen it in Dublin at the Irish Film Institute for like free, but you have to have ID and stuff. Anyway.
Well, hey.
Whoa, fun.
They have a band in America to have a Kinder Egg in them.
They have a Kinder Egg.
Anyway, with no wise thought to leave you off, I shall take my leave now.
All right, well, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for taking your leave.
Bye. 50 Shades of Grey rated R for, let's see if I can remember this. We've got some sexual content, including strange behavior.
But there won't, it won't be like seriously like outright like,
I don't know what you can get, like the Michael Fassbender film Shame, which is about a sex addict and is like a lot of sex in that film. That film was rated NC-17 in the US, which is like a rating that no film gets. Like, it's really, like, there's like one major film every 5 years gets rated NC-17. Because if you get rated NC-17, cinemas will not show your film because no one can go to see it. Whereas here, that's not a problem.
What's rated 17?
No, weird. Like, here, if a film here is rated 18, like, you know, Django Unchained and Wolf of Wall Street, it'll still be a really big hit. Like, Wolf of Wall Street is one of the biggest films of the year. But in the US, if it's rated R, anyone can go to see it over the age of 13 with an adult. But if it's rated NC-17, you can only go see it if you're over 17. But whereas that's the same with 18 here in America, that's a really big deal. And if the film's rated NC-17, it is completely incapable of being a commercial success. Anyway.
Wait, no, I've gotten into 18's movies. I went with my parents to 18's movies and got in.
Have you?
No, not recently, no.
Not recently? Well, that makes it worse, because...
But, I mean, they weren't. They were 18's for other reasons.
But if you're... Yeah. Are you sure they're 18, not 16? Well, I don't know how you...
Well, I'm 17 now, so... One more year and...
He's
but the... I don't know... That's a dodgy thing. The cinema should be arrested for that.
Really? I thought under parental supervision is okay.
Not for 18, no. For 15, 15A is the only one where parental supervision.
Maybe
is
I'm wrong, but
you're legally allowed to read reviews, but you can't watch Certificate.
Well, we don't know that yet. We don't know that yet. We don't know what Certificate 50 Shades of Grey is. That is the mystery, but we do know.
If it's rated or...
It could be 15A, it could be 16, it could be 18.
So the or means that
or is very broad though. Like there are things that are rated or in the US that are rated might be 16 though. I'm gonna place money on it being rated 16. I'm gonna bet money on that.
I'm actually gonna say that.
Because like
15A.
It won't be 15A. Because like Gone Girl was 16.
Okay, Gone Girl was 16.
That had like 5 seconds of penal nudity. I think that 50 Shades of Grey is guaranteed to have a substantial more amount. But 50 Shades of Grey is thematically a far more problematic film because of, BDSM stuff that they don't want to be encouraging with young people. So it might be 18. Anyway, who knows? But it's exciting. A story in the world of film classification.
Okay, well, what is it about? What's like the whole plot?
I don't know that much, but I know this much. So there's a woman, and she's called Anastasia Steele.
And she's a journalism
student. And she goes for an internship at a company called Gray.
Is it an interview or an internship?
Internship.
Okay.
At Gray Enterprises. And the guy who owns the company, like the heir, is Christian Gray. And
this sounds like Batman.
They fall in love, and he goes, I'm going to show you my special part of my house. And they go down in the lift, and then he's got his
sex
room.
Dungeon.
He's
that's
got
it.
A sex dungeon.
That's it.
And
that's all that
then
about.
The rest of the film is just them having sex.
I'm sure there's some plot line.
Yeah. There's whips and chains and handcuffs and stuff and blindfolds
horrible.
And it's really kinky and I know in the trailer it shows them flying around in a small plane and stuff, but I would be wary
that
of
emotional
I would be wary of how much of that is actually in the film. I wouldn't say more than one or two people.
I'd say that is before they have sex.
Probably, yeah. And then like most of the book I'm pretty sure is just them having sex. So yeah, quality literature and it's sure to be a quality work of American cinema, which we will study in film school for years to come as a fine example of cinematography, editing, score, production design, acting. Best Picture 2016.
That's gonna happen.
There was some good news for people who like film piracy this week. Screener Dump 2015 occurred, where every Oscar contender film is now available online in high quality for your torrenting enjoyment. We got Into the Woods, we got Selma, we got Unbroken, we have Inherent Vice.
Birdman.
We have Birdman is up. The Imitation Game is up. The Theory of Everything is up. We have Whiplash. We have literally Big Eyes. Tim Burton's Big Eyes is up. The only films that are not up.
currently are a most violent year and wild. Every other Oscar contender is up. Big Hero 6 is up. What? Foxcatcher's up.
Did you see Birdman?
I did.
Is it good?
It's very, very good.
What about the Theory of Everything?
Very good. Theory of Everything. I really dislike biopics. I
remember the guy who, the main guy in Birdman.
Michael Keaton.
Played like Jack Frost.
He played Batman.
He was Jack. He played Batman. He played Jack Beetlejuice.
I think Jack Frost was like the height of his career.
Jack Frost, I've never seen Jack Frost, but the poster has scared the shit out of me.
Not the one in this.
Creepy snowman with the eyes of Michael Keaton. I'm like, no, not Jack Frost from...
The Sun, not Tim Allen.
There's Michael, or Martin Short played him in the Santa Claus 3. Yeah. Then Chris Pine voiced him in Rise of the Guardians, that great movie that everyone loves so much.
Oh, I love that. That was great.
Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, Jack Frost, and the Tooth Fairy team up to defeat Darkness.
Wow.
And that was his name, Darkness, and he was a giant horse.
He was a shadow, I think.
It was actually a decent film. I did like it, but, you know, it was a kind of shadow.
I don't think kids would like it, though.
Kids didn't like it. I mean, it was a flop, but I liked it. It was okay. Alec Baldwin voiced Santa Claus, and who was the... No, Tooth Fairy wasn't it. It was Sandman.
No, Tooth Fairy wasn't it.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not
Guardians
of the Galaxy.
No, this is Rise of the Guardians.
Sorry,
Wait, we got Santa Claus, there was Jack Frost. There was the Easter Bunny. There was Sandman.
There was Tooth Fairy.
The trailer for Birdman looks just really funny.
Which one? Did you see the one with like the Gnarls Barkley song?
Back in Ireland, like.
There's two trailers. One of them is really, really bad.
Is there another?
And misrepresents the film. But one of them is very good. It's like the whole film's in one take.
Is it?
Serious?
Yeah. So it starts with him in his dressing room. And then the camera just moves for an hour, 50 minutes. And there's no cuts. Now, there are cuts. Like, they didn't shoot it that way. There are cuts. So, like, what happens is he goes outside and he lies down on a pavement and the camera pans up to the sky and the sky transitions to daytime and then it moves back down again. But there's no cuts for an hour and 50 minutes.
So there's no like, up and angle shots?
No, not at all. No. The camera just spins around and it moves around people in circles. And it's fucking amazing. Like, it's a hypnotic experience. Like, I saw it on the big screen last week and the whole thing just moves around. Goes out the window, goes down onto the street. It's really, really well.
I always wondered why in trailer everything was like looks so weird.
Yeah.
You shoot it at it.
You should really, really go to see it. It's really great.
You don't really get the same kind of sense of perspective. That's very hard to
I
get.
I guess not. Yeah, but and it's
just a different kind of.
I mean, the whole film is sort of about the main guy losing his mind. So there's a lot of questionable imagery, and it's like, is that a dream? Is that?
So what's the story in Paris then? That's crazy.
Well, I don't know.
Muslims are to blame for everything.
So basically,
as of five hours ago,
it was like a magazine.
Oh yeah. All right. So there's a magazine called Charlie Hebdo, and they are like the Phoenix. So they like do satirical stuff about politics, but they also do satirical stuff about Islam. So they have like a cartoon last week with Muhammad and a speech
well,
bubble.
It's
and
like you're not supposed to.
It's
pick.
So hard to be. It's so difficult being loved by idiots or something.
But it's like it's like one of the rules in Islam. You're not supposed to.
Depict Muhammad. Yeah.
You're not supposed to have.
Yeah.
Having a picture of Muhammad is like the same.
Like there was a video a few years ago on YouTube called "The Innocence of Muslims," made by some American guys, and like the American embassy in some country, I cannot remember what it was, got blown the shit off because of it. So, and the ambassador was killed.
I remember South Park.
I heard anyway. South the lads had shut up the place.
So yeah, there was like three guys or something, and they were having their base at the magazine, having the editorial meeting, and they went in the front door, and there was a woman, and she gave them her key or her identity card so they could get into the room that the meeting was going on in. And they said, you know, she had the choice basically to be shot or to help them, and she chose to help them. So she's alive now, and 13 other people are dead because of her.
She might be wrong.
But it is questionable that you could say she could have been killed, and they could still have gotten and killed the other people. But that is,
if they killed her,
they would have been less likely.
It's hard to blame her though.
See, I think. She wouldn't have known.
Like, I know. And she is a young... She had a young child at home. And I sympathize with her.
Absolutely.
But a lot of people don't.
She didn't make jokes.
Yeah. I don't know what she did, but I'm pretty sure she was just sitting around. But so you had these elderly cartoonists who were killed. You had these young interns who were killed. So it was a broad variety of people. It was a horrible thing to happen, but...
And then they just left. But some, there was...
And they stole the car and they abandoned it and they...
Yeah.
So as of this morning, they were not found yet, but that could have changed now, I don't know.
They knew where they were at one stage because some guy was filling up a fuel at a petrol station and he saw the guns. They just left the guns in front of the scene.
But this is the first police who arrived at the scene were on bicycles. That is...
It is Paris, though.
If you were in America and the first police who arrived were on anything but in a fucking tank, you know, the whole thing would be... Everyone would be killed. The police would all lose their jobs. Like, I don't understand why that is a thing. I mean, in Paris, there's
a
lot of cars.
The fastest way to get around.
But they didn't have any sort of weaponry, and in France, the police do normally.
Well, actually, I still think a tank going down the streets of Paris.
They were too late anyway. It was the whole thing was a mess. But yeah, it would have been different.
By the way,
I don't know. It's easy to say, it would have been different if it happened in America, but I don't really know.
If it happened in America, it would be very different.
It would be different.
Oh, there would be some shit.
But the guys would not still be on the loose 2 days later. Like, when the Boston Marathon bombing happened, these guys were left the building. Everyone knows what they did. Boston Marathon, it was just a bag on the side of the road, and yet within 48 hours, they had got the two guys. So, America is the greatest country in the world because they can catch terrorists faster than you, France. But, you know.
And that's because they're...
Yeah!
Should we vote?
I really think we should. Give it 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8... 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. I love how the canteen put the thing down whenever it rains.
We always just automatically.
Hey, Lawrence, enjoy the fire alarm.
I just set this house car on fire.
Yeah. I think we should go outside. I mean, it's raining outside.
I'm just hiding in the lucky.
All right, there we go. We're safe from the fire.
Yeah, he did.
This is the third time ever that we've caught a fire alarm on this podcast. I'm pretty sure. Second or third time.
It occurs so often.
The first time was great, though, because we all took it very seriously, or at least I did. So I was like, fire, fire. So I grabbed the thing and ran outside. You can hear me going. There's almost as much heavy panting as there is in our opening theme music. Have you listened to that yet?
Yeah.
The fact that you didn't mention it until now means you fucking hated it and it's terrible.
Oh, no,
you're right, it is.
I think the
beat in it is pretty cool. But the guitar playing is terrible. But I thought it was amusing to have Bear Dance in there somewhere.
It's not original.
Play
Bear Dance backwards.
I didn't even compose Bear Dance. I just was given it on a page just said Bear Dance and just had the thing. I've spent years Googling. I cannot find the origins of the Bear Dance. There's loads of other songs on YouTube called Bear Dance, but I can't find them anywhere. We should briefly discuss the wonderful work of art that is... Wait, did we already discuss it? Red Rock. No one else has seen Red Rock.
Yeah, no one has seen it, so we're just going to skip it, okay? We're not going to listen to Lucian. Nobody's seen it.
It's hard.
It's irrelevant. Never again should it be spoken about unless some shit happens.
I put it on last night. I put it on last night just to see how it started in episode 2, and I literally left the room.
Unless 12 of the cast are shot, and we're not talking about
it. I was watching it, and it was the opening credits, and I was like, dear God, these are dire. And then the opening scene came out, and I was like, fuck, I'm out. So I left the room, I went and had a shower, and when I came back, it was over, and I was really, really happy that it was. So I'm never watching Red Rock again. Fuck you, Red Rock, this shit.
Did you shower?
Well, I did all this stuff afterwards. I went and did my homework and stuff.
Half an hour shower.
The water charges. I probably shouldn't say this on the podcast because we'll get hunted down, but they haven't installed a water meter at my house yet, so.
They haven't installed a water meter.
They're not installing water meters in Galway.
Why?
It's going fixed price for the time being.
Oh, really? So I can use as much water as I want?
Yeah, you can use as much water as you want anyway.
I'm going to build a swimming pool in my back garden and invite people from all over the country to come to my swimming pool where the taps are ever flowing.
The taps are always ever flowing.
Yes, but they're ever turned on flowing.
Problem is, it's already cost more to set up this whole thing than they're going to be able to make back.
The whole thing is a mess,
they spent $50 million on consultants.
I'm not wholly anti-water charges. Like, I think
I am.
It has merit. I think there are worse things they could be charging, but, you know.
It's like charging us twice for our water.
And I also, I think that the deals they have for people with low incomes are relatively fair.
No, but see, what they're doing is,
compared to other areas.
They're not incentivizing saving water at all.
Yeah, they're not, yeah.
See, what they're doing is basically, you pay for your fixed water, and then you don't pay.
That's not the point. The point isn't saving water. It's fixing up the system, because 50% of the water is just leaves the system through leaks. It's crazy. It's basically shoddy workmanship by the county council. So loud as you're anyway.
Don't press that button.
Oh yeah, what's that podcast
for? What?
What's it for?
What's the podcast for?
Yeah.
For my personal enjoyment.
Oh, is this like what you were doing before, except not like what?
It's the same show, it's just got a different name and stuff.
It has evolved.
It's the same like episode count, so we're still counting from that. So we're on 162 today.
Nice one.
Huh?
Nice one.
What?
Nice one. Hi, Mom.
Somebody was asking me if I knew any swan.
Don't is on.
This will be fun. I ate a banana earlier with my teeth in.
Why?
Because I was hungry.
Nobody likes teeth.
Hey, listeners, here's a fun thing. I'm going to put my teeth back in now. Live on the show. I'm talking and now I am talking again. Okay, that's fun.
You will dictate my future.
No, I will get paid in.
There is a weird liquid on the screen and I'm afraid to touch it. I think Lucian bit the screen or spat on it.
Phil Brindolo put that there.
What?
Phil Brindolo, the sexual predator.
I know, he put a lot more.
Yesterday was Phil Brindolo's birthday. You know what his parents got him for his birthday?
Condoms?
Yeah. Semen flavored condoms.
I think you know what
I'm going for.
What? Yeah. Because it defeats the whole purpose.
I'll let you know when I know.
Defeats the whole purpose. We're going to have a brief quiz now. This quiz is going to be called Guess the Pizza.
Guess the Pizza.
I'm thinking of pizza. Guess the pizza.
I'm in Hawaiian.
Guess the pizza.
Margarita.
Correct.
Yeah.
You win $1 million.
Yeah. Okay, what we were doing before this is we were going through his history book and finding out what old people,
what actors he played these people. So we got us, Kenneth Branagh, Josh Gad.
I got Steve Carell.
If he was, you know.
There was this famous Irish poet called Máirtín O'Díron who looks like Tommy Lee Jones in Men in Black.
Oh,
and when he was young. He does.
Oh, he was younger.
Yeah, when he was younger.
Who's
it's like a picture of him in a black suit. It's like, oh my god, it's Tommy Lee Jones.
You know what? I'm about to make a prediction for 20.
There's
a prediction for 2015. Tommy Lee Jones will be dead by the end of the year.
What? How do you know that? What age is he?
I just said it. He's an old looking man.
Yeah, but he's not that old.
Well, I mean, he just directed a film.
I mean, he's looked that old since he was born.
Tommy Lee Jones dead before the end of 2015.
I really like him.
Here's my next prediction. The next person to die in 2015 will be Christopher Lee.
I was watching a Tommy Lee Jones movie from the 80s.
Well,
and he
was
looks exactly the same as he does now.
Yeah, but he is old. He's in his 70s now.
Serene McKellen.
No, I mean, he has prostate cancer, but he's immortal. So, but I'll tell you that Christopher Lee will be dead because he's in his 90s and he is, you know, I know they're bearded wizard, but he will be dead because he's very, very old indeed.
Gareth Brooks, so I hope he dies.
You can't say that thing.
Oh no, that's all the time we have. Oh dear. All right. Thank you for listening to this delightful podcast today. You can check out more great podcasts by visiting
jlshow.info
or buzzhub.info, where you'll be able to read my reviews of films that are now available for piracy. Ha ha, JK.
Wait, you know,
never pirated in my life. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Thanks to Mikkel, Shane, and special guest. You might press that one by mistake. And special guests, and we'll be back next week with more pod for your buck. And finally, I would like to say...
Go fuck yourself, Ireland. No, not Ireland. Care for us.
Oh, I'm fine. Ebola, it's in America.
More pot for your bub on the JL Show.